Welcome to another program of communication with George and Rita Galley.
Hello there. Thanks for tuning in. Rita and I want you to come with us in your mind's eye to Lima, Peru in South America. And we want to share a great story about a man called Luis Peña.
Luis was a street kid, a fully-fledged gang member at the age of 10. He said it made him feel good, and because his father wasn't part of his life, he joined a gang. Not the best thing to do, but by doing that, he could do whatever he wanted.
Despite his mother's pleadings, he skipped school. Next came vandalism. And when he had a disagreement with someone, he solved the problem with his fists. With that sort of aggression, he fitted right into a gang like a hand in a glove.
Luis probably had this built-up anger because he didn't know his real father. So he went his own way. He busted windows and damaged private property, just for fun. And with this destructive behaviour, he soon graduated to beating up other boys. Most of the time he was the better fighter, until one day the member of a rival gang pulled a knife on him.
At about this time, his mother remarried, and the family moved to another town in Peru. Luis was now getting into some serious knife fights. Undoubtedly, the move saved his life, and an unforeseen event was about to change him and his life dramatically.
At about this time, Luis's mother encouraged him to attend church with her, and he did, even though reluctantly. And he noticed that other people came as families, and so he asked his stepfather to come too. It was Luis's mother and the power of her prayer that ultimately influenced the family. Soon the whole family came to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour.
Today we see billions of fragmented families right across the world. And by and large, families today don't stay together. This can be traced back to the fact that church life is at an all-time low. Faith in God and a personal relationship with Jesus Christ the Saviour cannot be emphasized too much for a happy and stable family unit. The proverb, "The family that prays together stays together," is so true.
Today, that type of thinking is regarded as old-fashioned. And yet, it all comes down to the neglect of leadership by parents due to their own non-spiritual experience. A happy and stable family is the result of a personal faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when a father and mother are true born-again Christians, it's obvious that they'll bring up their family to know and love the Lord also.
Today, Christ's name is not only taken in vain, but it's also blasphemed in many vile ways. Jesus Christ came into our world to die on the cross. He was the ransom or payment provided by God to bring us salvation from the punishment of sin. Jesus said, "I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly."
Jesus, by his Holy Spirit, is calling to us to turn to him today and to surrender our lives to him. Jesus said, "He or she who comes to me, I will never cast out." He also said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father but by me." Come to the Saviour now, today, before it's too late. Please write for our free booklet, "Is Anybody Out There?" by John Blanchard. "Is Anybody Out There?" is free and postage free. So why not write for it today?
If you would like to write to us, simply address your letter to George Galley, Box 101 Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. That address again, George Galley, Box 101 Moorbank 2170.